Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
There's something to the idea or act of stepping out of the limelight to work on yourself. To quote unquote, disappear for a particular period of time so that with a laser-like focus, you're able to build and develop the skills that will make you great at what it is you want to do. In a sense, we're not created out in the world as much as we're created by what we do behind the scenes. The thousands of hours spent dedicating ourselves to a craft, right? We enhance our value and capability by doing the often monotonous, unglamorous things day in and day out. And those results out in the world are merely a reflection of that work. And that's what makes excelling in any given area so challenging. There's something counterintuitive about performing to an audience of one. Dancing to no applause, exhausting time and energy, resources, so that you can cling to a promise. But that's also why excellence will always be reserved for a few. Open to everyone. But ultimately, a few end up there, right? The same way a finish line is open to everyone, but ultimately reserved only for those willing to put in the hundreds, if not thousands, of practice miles to start the race, run the race, and complete the race. There's a substantial amount of sacrifice involved. The outside world is its own chess game. It requires courage and innovation and a willingness to step into its great unknown. But ideally, in doing so, one would be armed with the competency they've acquired when no one is looking. It's a result of their own dedication and commitment. And I actually started thinking about this during a Q&A I did recently, where someone asked if I had any thoughts on how they could start a speaking career, right? I'm sure happy to give my thoughts. First and foremost, understand it's a long play. So be willing to endure that bumpy road, that journey. There's no magic formula that makes you an MLK-esque orator overnight, right? You work forever to capture a fragment of that excellence. And someone kind of chimed in, giving me a hard time. You know, we know, Eddie, you hate marketing. And I'm like, marketing? It took me a second to connect the dots. How is this related? And the light bulb went off, and I kind of laughed because I do bash marketing quite a bit. And I think what they were getting to is I'm always talking about the long game, right? I'm always talking about working on yourself, the back end, the deep work, chiseling yourself into something that's unique, authentically.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
You extraordinary in its own right. Or being so good, as the saying goes, they can't ignore you. But at the same time, it would be pretty ridiculous and stupid for me to say marketing is not important. Marketing's pivotal, ingrained in some capacity in everything we touch. You have to be able to effectively communicate why something is valuable, obviously. But I think there is a misconception and genuine misunderstanding in today's day and age with regard to adding value, with regard to rising to the top of a niche or making an impact. You know, we see flashy posts and ads and videos and think, that's the target. But that's just the mechanism for communication. That's the bullhorn. That's not the value add. In Cal Newport's deep work, he mentions how difficult it's becoming for us to break away from the social media and the push notifications and the emails and in solitude do the kind of work that really moves the needle, that propels our greatness and makes us better at what it is we're looking to be great at. We officially exist in a world of distraction, where perhaps the greatest challenge now is, how do we disconnect? How do we turn off? How do we slip into a state of deep work so that we can grow as people? And then sure, you market that competency once it's acquired. But the goal is not to be a society screaming into a void trying to sell boxes of air. We simply can't afford to leave substance behind. Value is ultimately what makes the world go round, and it's created, again, outside of the limelight. And look, there's going to be some bias to my approach based on the path that I chose to take. This has worked for me, so I stand by it. I advocate for it. And surely there are some very talented people that disagree with me, and that's great. But I've always had the arrow pointed at what I want to do, what I want all this to mean at 45 years old, 55 years old. And right now, looking back, it's all the hours I spent writing in solitude, or giving speeches to a wall in a studio apartment, recording and re-recording, adjusting my approach. It's reps, reps, reps. That, to me, is what matters now. That's what I'm most thankful for. And some time has passed, and as I transition into a new phase now, sure, I can get help and start blasting posts all over social media. That's easy. But the important thing is that I have a foundation to stand on. The posts are not the product. The craft is the product. And I want everyone to at least, whether they agree with me or not, understand that distinction. The million-dollar question, the differentiator is, what is your value add? If you can ask yourself that, right? What is the one thing I want to be the best in the world at? Where is my North Star? And then spend every day, at least some time every day, chipping away at that, you'll be unstoppable. But truly chipping away, not feeling the need to share every detail with an audience or capture every second of what you're building behind the scenes. No, turn the cameras off, breathe, focus. Be private for at least a portion of your day. I think you'll find in that space this beautiful opportunity to reflect and build and step into an evolved version of yourself. Don't be scared to disappear and come back better equipped. Don't be hesitant to go work on yourself. If you're talking substantive impact, true value add, it's always the people willing to put in the hours, to do the things that most people are not willing to do, target, identify the areas that make the difference, and then hammer those repeatedly. And look, I get it. You have to, in a lot of cases, give up some of the now in order to reach an ambitious goal in the future. It's a trade-off. It's hard. But life is about trade-offs. And maybe this message isn't for everyone, but if you're listening to this and you want to achieve some semblance of excellence in a given area, it's inescapable. It means falling in love with a pursuit that's time intensive. It means showing up and putting in the hours, often for little short-term validation. It means solitude, because getting better is more important than attention. One of my favorite quotes is, "Confidence is earned." Well, you earn that confidence by showing up and committing to the things that truly matter, that make you stronger. Sometimes we must step back to leap forward, disappear as we are in order to reappear as we wish to be. Real work happens when no one is around you. Can you trust yourself enough to bet on that process? Believe in that road, in that journey? If yes, you'll position yourself for opportunities and experiences that exceed your wildest imagination.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.